आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। इंडियन आर्मी सेज सीज फायर विद पाकिस्तान इज ओपन एंडेड एंड डज नॉट हैव एक्सपायरी डेट। इसरो फॉर्म्स कमिटी टू प्रोब रीजंस बिहाइंड पीएसएलवी रॉकेट्स फेलियर टू प्लेस अर्थ ऑब्जर्वेशन सैटेलाइट ईओएस 09 इनटू इंटेंडेड ऑर्बिट। IMD predicts heavy rainfall in Kerala, Karnataka, Goa and Maharashtra during the next 5 days. NCC expedition team scales world's highest peak, Mount Everest. US President Donald Trump to speak with Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky today to end the war in Ukraine. And in football, India beat Bangladesh 4-3 to retain SAF Under-19 championship title at UPR in Arunachal Pradesh. Indian Army has rejected reports that claim that the ceasefire between India and Pakistan ended yesterday. According to the Indian Army, there were no Director General of Military Operation DGMO level talks scheduled between the Indian and Pakistani side on the 18th of May. It said as far as the continuation of a break in hostilities as decided in the DGMO's interaction of 12th May is concerned, there is no expiry date to it. The last Director General of Military Operation level talks were held on the 12th of May between India and Pakistan. During the talks, issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive or inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the border and forward areas. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief Parliamentary Standing Committee today on current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. The Foreign Secretary is also expected to brief the committee on Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. He will also brief the committee about the oral evidence of the representatives of the Ministry of External Affairs and the Ministry of Defence aspect relating to maritime security in connection with examination of the subject evaluation of India's Indian Ocean strategy. In Jammu and Kashmir, Riyasi town was immersed in patriotic pride yesterday as citizens gathered in large numbers for a spectacular Tiranga rally to celebrate the resounding success of Operation Sindoor. Organized as part of the Yatra of India's Glory, the rally paid tribute to the courage of Indian Armed Forces and highlighted the unity and spirit of the nation. BJP held Tiranga Yatras in different parts of the national capital yesterday, celebrating the success of Operation Sindoor. Multiple yatras were held throughout the city, including in New Delhi, Janakpuri, Najafgarh, Matiala and Dwarka. Addressing a rally in R.K. Puram, New Delhi MP Basuri Swaraj said that the yatra has witnessed a huge support from women who have come forward to show solidarity for Operation Sindoor.
फोर्सेस का धन्यवाद करने के लिए आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का धन्यवाद करने के लिए आई है। सिंदूर केवल श्रृंगार का पर्याय नहीं, शक्ति का पर्याय है, शौर्य का पर्याय है और ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अब न्याय का संकल्प है।
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Major Ramaswamy Parameshwaran, who gave supreme sacrifice during Operation Pavan in Sri Lanka.
Born in Bombay, Major Ramaswamy Parameshwaran was granted his short service commission in the Maha Regiment in January 1972. Under the Indo-Sri Lanka Agreement, many Indian Army units were dispatched to Sri Lanka to maintain law and order there. The Mahar, the unit of Major Parameshwaran, was also sent to Sri Lanka to participate in Operation Pavan. On 25th November 1987, Major Parameshwaran was returning with his column from a search operation late in the night. Suddenly, his column was ambushed by a group of militants. With great presence of mind, he encircled them from the rear and boldly charged on them. This completely surprised the militants. During hand-to-hand combat, one militant shot him in the chest. Undaunted by his grave injury, Major Parameswaran snatched the rifle and shot him dead. Though critically wounded, he continued to give orders and inspired his men till he breathed his last. In this action, five militants were killed and three rifles and two rocket launchers were captured. Major Ramaswamy Parameswaran was awarded Parambir Chakra for most conspicuous bravery and supreme sacrifice. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has formed a committee to investigate the incident in which a PSLV rocket failed to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the committee held several rounds of discussions yesterday to identify the cause. ISRO failed to place its Earth Observation Satellite in orbit after Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C-61 rocket developed a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota yesterday. Dr. Narayanan said the rocket is a four-stage vehicle. The first two stages were completed successfully.
Today, we attempted a launch of PSLV C-61 vehicle. The vehicle is a four-stage vehicle. First two stages performed as expected, and during the third stage, it's a solid motor system. We are seeing observation. The motor pressure, there was a fall in the chamber pressure of the motor case, and the mission could not be accomplished. We are studying the entire performance. We shall come back at the earliest.
Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSV Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of BSP's future programs in the country. The party has also announced that it will contest the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar alone. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates on the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. National Cadet Corps, NCC, has reached a significant milestone as its expedition team successfully scaled Mount Everest. The team comprised 10 NCC cadets along with 4 officers, 2 junior commissioned officers, 1 girl cadet instructor and 10 non-commissioned officers. The 10 cadets include 5 boys and 5 girls. We have a report.
The expedition was flagged off by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh from New Delhi on 3rd of April. Defence Ministry said that the selected cadets were novices chosen from across the country. They underwent a strict selection and training process. As part of their preparation, they conducted a pre-Everest expedition at Mount Abi Gamin. A team of 15 cadets was then selected to undergo winter and technical training at the Army Mountaineering Institute Siachen Base Camp. After months of training, 10 cadets were selected for the Mount Everest expedition. The team, comprising the youngest climbers with an average age of 19 years, became the center of attraction and were noted for their fitness and discipline during acclimatization training at various stages of the ascent. Despite facing challenging weather and terrain, the cadets successfully unfurled the tricolor and the NCC flag atop the world's highest peak. With Suparna's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a 6-day visit to Netherlands, Denmark and Germany beginning today. Ministry of External Affairs said that Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of these 3 countries. He will also hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. U.S. President Donald Trump will hold separate conversations today with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and leaders of various NATO countries in an effort to end the war in Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the talks will focus on stopping the ongoing bloodbath, which is claiming the lives of over 5,000 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers each week. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has confirmed that preparations are underway for the telephonic conversation between President Putin and the U.S. President. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia has sufficient military strength to carry out its campaign in Ukraine and achieve its stated objectives. In an interview with Russian state TV, Putin said that several attempts were made to force Russia to make the mistake of using nuclear weapons. However, Russia have ample forces to meet its goals without resorting to such measures, he said. Putin further explained that the objectives of the campaign include addressing the root causes of the conflict, the formation of conditions for long-lasting and sustainable peace, and the provision of security to Russia. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a weather warning for Maharashtra from May 19th to May 25th. A low-pressure area is expected to form over the East Central Arabian Sea off the Karnataka coast around May 22nd, which will significantly affect the weather patterns across Maharashtra, leading to an increase in rainfall activity next week. More from our correspondent.
Yesterday, some parts of Maharashtra like Sangli, Parbhani, Latur and Jalgaon districts have experienced of very heavy rain with thunderstorm. IMD predicted that this situation will continue in the Kokan, Central Maharashtra and Marathwada regions till May 20. These regions are likely to witness thunderstorm and gusty winds with speeds ranging between 40 and 50 kilometers per hour. The IMD has warned of rough sea conditions during this period and has appealed to the fishermen along the South Maharashtra-Goa coast to avoid any entering into the sea on May 19 and 20. In light of this risk, IMD has urged residents and travelers to remain updated on the latest weather advisories on IMD's website. Bhavana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The heat wave conditions are likely over West Rajasthan from today till the 22nd of this month. Hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Odisha today. Meanwhile, conditions are favorable for further advance of the southwest monsoon over some more parts of South Arabian Sea and some more parts of Central and Northeast Bay of Bengal during the next 2 to 3 days. In football, India beat Bangladesh 4-3 in a thrilling penalty shootout to retain the South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-19 Championship 2025 in UPA, Arunachal Pradesh. We have more from our correspondent.
The high-stakes clash saw the defending champions India strike early, with captain Singamayum Shami finding the net in the second minute. However, the celebrations were short-lived as Bangladesh levelled the score in the 61st minute. With both sides locked at 1-1 after full-time, the match headed into a nerve-wracking penalty shootout, and captain Shami stepped up once again and scored the winning penalty, sealing victory for India. Moving on to IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs, Gujarat's opening pair of Sai Sudarshan and skipper Shubman Gill remained unbeaten and made the tough run chase look easy. With this win, Gujarat Titans secured their spot in the playoffs. The result also paved the way for Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings to the playoff. The fight for the fourth spot will remain intact. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on prevention and cure of tuberculosis with Dr. Saurabh Mittal, Associate Professor, Pulmonary Medicine, EAMS, and Dr. Rohit Kumar, HOD, Pulmonary Medicine, Safdarjung Hospital. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Pramod. Most papers widely report on their front page the understanding between India and Pakistan to cease military hostilities as open-ended and not having an expiry date. The Hindustan Times headlines, "No expiry date set for our ceasefire with Pak," says Indian Army, while the Asian Age headlines, "No expiry date for ceasefire with Pakistan," clarifies Army. The papers also report ISRO's PSLV failing to launch satellite into orbit after developing a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota. The Indian Express headlines, "ISRO's 101st mission fails as PSLV develops snag minutes after liftoff." And finally, the Pioneer has a story which says Ruchita Shah, founder of Heal Station, a group that promotes wellness, makes passengers perform yoga in Mumbai local trains. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian Army says ceasefire with Pakistan is open-ended and does not have expiry date. ISRO forms committee to probe reasons behind PSLV rocket's failure to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into intended orbit. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in Kerala, Karnataka, Goa and Maharashtra during the next 5 days. NCC expedition team scales world's highest peak, Mount Everest. US President Donald Trump to speak with Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky today to end the war in Ukraine. And in football, India beat Bangladesh 4-3 to retain SAF Under-19 Championship title at UPR in Arunachal Pradesh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.